What do you think about the big union case the U.S. Supreme Court's about to decide? We'll have data. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Maybe this morning, we'll see, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to decide Janus versus a public employees union. Ask me, do you have to pay union dues if you're working under a union contract? Is that at issue? My colleague Craig Helmstetter runs American Public Media's research lab out of St. Paul, and he has nationwide survey data on the issue here. Craig, welcome.
Yeah, great to be here.
All right. So is the country better off with stronger unions? You asked America, what did people say?
62% said, that they would prefer stronger unions. Only 23% said that they would prefer weaker unions.
Is this older people who have fond memories of unions gone by, or who said that?
On this age demographic, like you, I kind of thought, well, maybe older folks would have had more direct experience with unions and think more favorably. But really, we saw a little bit more support among those age 44 and younger for stronger unions.
Now, the big news peg, we're waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court on that decision. Now, this involves whether or not you have to pay the union, even if you don't believe in the union, if you're getting benefits. What did you ask people?
We shied away from mentioning the Supreme Court or the Janus decision or even the buzzwords like fair share and right to work. The basic question we asked was, which is closer to your view? All workers covered by union contracts should pay at least some union dues, or each worker covered by a union contract should be allowed to decide for themselves whether or not to pay dues.
And what'd you find?
Well, if your listeners are in a carpool right now, maybe fights are breaking out across the nation because American public was
right.
Yeah, it was pretty evenly split. About 45% saying the fair share approach, where all workers covered by union contracts should pay at least some dues, and about 45% saying that each worker should be able to decide.
Do we know who favors which?
We have a bunch of demographic splits on this. And of course, Democrats prefer this sort of fair share approach where people are required to pay. People who now live in right to work states where you have the option not to pay, slightly more of them, favor this right to work approach where they can opt out of paying dues. And then there are some surprises. People with lower education, high school diploma or less, are slightly less likely to favor the fair share approach. They're favoring the right-to-work approach by a small margin, for example.
Well, but it's not a democracy. It's not about what we favor or don't favor. It's the 9 men and women on the U.S. Supreme Court who will, we think, hand down that ruling later. Craig Helmstetter with APM Research Labs. That's a sister organization to us at APM. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
The numbers await. After the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 0.25% yesterday and hinted of 2 more rate hikes this year, the 10-year Treasury yield is down at 2.95%. U.S. stock index futures are down slightly. FTSE index in London is down 0.6%. Chicago is in negotiations with Elon Musk. That's the boss at Tesla and also what's called the Boring Company to build and operate a high-speed transit route between the city's downtown and the airport. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looked into this.
The subway from downtown Chicago to the airport takes about 40 minutes. But Elon Musk says he could get you there in 12. He has this firm called the Boring Company. Get it? Because they bore through rock to make tunnels. And this year, it bid on a city contract proposing this new transit system to the airport. It sounds kind of like a really fast self-driving subway. Autonomous electric vehicles with 8 to 16 seats would go up to 150 miles an hour through these tunnels underground. The company would build the system and pay for construction, and then it would charge riders fares. Chicago got 4 proposals, and it's chosen Musk's. But the deal isn't final yet, and it would still have to be approved by the city council.
Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Slaboff from Columbus, Indiana. Make Me Smart and Marketplace are two of my favorite shows, both pushing me to think outside of my normal boundaries and making issues important to me that I wouldn't have considered before. I became a Marketplace investor because I feel it's important to vote with your dollar for media that makes a difference in the world. To join me as a Marketplace investor, donate today in whatever amount works for you at marketplace.org.
Crude oil was 42% cheaper this time last year. Now, you don't put crude in your tank, but you do put in refined gasoline. And there's a view here that it'll cost more to drive this summer. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
Brandon Lumsden is pumping gas at a station in Orlando where it costs about $2.50 a gallon for regular unleaded gas. He says that price won't stop him from taking summer road trips, but
$3 or higher, that's when it starts getting a little, like, heavy on the wallet, so
he's in good company. AAA spokesperson Jeanette Castellano says about a third of the drivers it surveyed would rethink where they go this summer if gas prices reach $3 or more.
They will still take summer vacations, but when it comes to the road trip, they may not travel as far as they originally thought.
And AAA says about a quarter of gas stations nationwide are charging $3 or more now. Patrick DeHaan is senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.com. He says when gas prices are higher, people are less likely to take weekend trips that aren't on big holidays like July 4th and Labor Day.
You'd see more travel focused on those dates than scattered throughout the summer.
AAA says American households are now spending about 7% of their annual income on gas. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
Now, Disney thought it could buy up most of the 21st century Fox Media conglomerate for just under $30 a share. But now the cable and content company Comcast has swooped in with a bid that's higher, $35 a share. Comcast is waiving cash, not stock. Disney had stock. The match to the fuse here was a federal court ruling this week allowing AT&T to buy Time Warner, an obvious parallel. Now, this isn't over, and higher bids are possible. The Fox collection includes the famous movie studio, a piece of the streaming TV company Hulu, and a lot more. It does not include the politically significant Fox News Channel. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.